And finally today, Waterville police are seeking $12,000 in restitution from a man who was at the center of a standoff when he threatened suicide in early December. Gary Cross of Troy surrendered 8 hours after parking his truck in the police department's parking lot armed with a gun. Waterville police say the situation required resources from multiple law enforcement agencies and that they need help to recoup those costs. But the man being charged says he shouldn't have to pay for what he says was an excessive response from police. Patty White has details.
What brought Gary Cross to the Waterville police parking lot December 7th had started brewing years before. First, he and his wife lost a lot of their personal savings in the financial crisis of 2008. Cross, who had a successful business as a software dealer for the construction industry, figured he'd just work harder. But a few years later, the software company was bought out and his job was eliminated.
I panicked because there was my life's business of over 22 years gone overnight. No warning, nothing, just basically gone.
Cross figured he'd invest his way out of his financial troubles. But he says things only got worse over the next 2 years. Then, on the morning of Monday, December 7th, Cross opened a letter from his bank. The terms of his credit line were due to expire in July, and he'd have to negotiate new terms. Cross says he knew there was no way that was going to happen. The only solution he could see was his life insurance policy. So he spent the rest of the day getting his affairs in order, left a note for his wife and grown kids, then got in his truck with a handgun loaded with 2 bullets. He drove south to Waterville, away from his home and his town, so his wife wouldn't see a daily reminder of what he did. His first plan was to go to a hospital.
And I'll go to the the emergency center area outside, and I'd find a place where there's no people, and I'd call 911, tell them what I'm going to do it, and that way a professional person would find me and not any innocent people walking by and having to deal with that.
But there were too many people at the hospital, so he drove to the police department. He found a vacant area in the parking lot, called 911, hung up, then got out of the car with his gun. He says he didn't want to hurt anyone else or the car. Meanwhile, about a half dozen law enforcement agencies responded, says Waterville Deputy Police Chief Charles Rumsey.
To keep Mr. Cross and other members of the public safe, we closed down a large number of side streets.
A Maine State Police crisis negotiator called Cross, and they spoke for a couple of hours.
It took a long time because I just couldn't see my way clear. I was so afraid that it was just going to, all the shame would come crashing down, and I couldn't look at my wife, and then I was so ashamed of what I had done.
Cross says he couldn't stop thinking about his wife, his kids, and his grandkids. He finally surrendered to police. But the story wasn't over. A few weeks later, on December 26th, Cross was hand-delivered a summons for creating a police standoff. Waterville Deputy Police Chief Rumsey says the department is seeking $12,000.
The $12,000 represents almost exclusively the cost of the man hours for our response.
But one mental health advocate says the department's decision doesn't make sense.
This should be a story about how effectively Waterville PD handled the situation instead of a case about serving a civil summons to someone who was in a suicidal crisis to have them pay the bill.
Jenna Maynard is executive director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness in Maine. She says, unfortunately, Cross is not alone in the crisis he faced.
In fact, Maine has a unique high-risk group for suicide of men 35 to 55, often due to economic challenges.
And if they reach out to police for help, she says, they shouldn't be punished. But Deputy Chief Rumsey says the situation Cross created is unique by his own choice, and that's why police issued him a summons.
We deal with people that are despondent, sometimes suicidal, sometimes barricaded in their homes or other locations that we're able to work through the process without a huge police response and that are responsive to our concerns and decide to allow us to give them assistance and get them to the hospital so that they can be evaluated without the size and length of the police response that was necessitated in this case because of the choices and actions of Mr. Cross.
Gary Cross says he regrets his actions on December 7th, and he understands that police need to protect the public. But he says the extent of the response to the situation was unnecessary and that he shouldn't have to pay. He also worries about the message it sends to others who are in distress.
It scared me to death to think about what that may do to somebody else in the future, because they're not going to want to reach out.
Deputy Chief Rumsey says Waterville police will always be there to assist people in need. Cross, meanwhile, says he plans to fight the summons in court. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.